Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So, Johnny, here's a blast from the past. Remember Elvira?
Oh, yeah. I remember Elvira.
She was great.
Okay. I like Elvira.
Okay. Well, the New York Daily News claims that Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, will perform her final show at Knott's Berry Farm today. I had no idea she was performing. She's retiring after 50 years in the entertainment business. Elvira tells the Gazette, "I just decided that, you know, doing live shows is really difficult, takes up a big chunk of time. But she says she'd love to be back on TV with a regular show. Maybe we'll see how it goes."
So I'm trying to remember exactly what Elvira did. I just remember seeing her and all the stuff.
All I remember is like her head. Like, I feel like her head always took up the entire television. Like,
oh, yeah.
There were all these extreme close-ups. And did she have some kind of like a crystal ball in the background or something?
Something like that. And was she kind of like Svengoolie, where she did the old movies and stuff like that?
Oh, maybe. Yeah,
I'm trying to remember. I feel like she was like the West Coast version of the Svengoolie kind of thing.
I just remember her being around all the time with that terrible wig. And I don't really remember much else, except she was just always there.
Yeah.
And
I'll have to look it up. I need to see more.
You need another dose of Elvira?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So check this out. So Gary Busey, another blast from the past, he told TMZ that he once had an encounter with a ghost. He said, "I had a ghost one time come out of a big plate of soup that I had. It was called a soup ghost. It was a good-looking ghost because it was covered in vegetables. That's my kind of ghost, one that looks like the one you can eat. When you can eat a ghost, you're doing good. You'll be able to fly and sometimes go invisible when you don't even know that it's coming."
What?
That made no sense.
Gary Busey needs to, like, I don't know, start over.
I would say that Gary Busey is losing it, but I don't think he ever had it. So I think he's just completely lost.
A soup ghost. That's the best.
Soup ghost.
I have a soup ghost. Hey,
yeah,
you know.
So, teach your kids about the soup ghost. That would be a great children's story.
Like you said, when you can eat a ghost, you're doing good. Yeah. So
teach your kids to eat vegetables. Tell them about the soup ghost.
Well, here we've got the list of top earning dead celebrities, according to Forbes. You ready for this?
Sure.
Some surprises on this list. Okay. Well, obviously, Michael Jackson came in highest with $75 million. I'm assuming that's per year.
Probably. Yeah.
Arnold Palmer, $40 million. I wonder if that's because of his famous Arnold Palmer drinks.
That's possible.
Just seems like an interesting person to be still, I don't know, earning that much from beyond the grave. Charles Schultz, $38 million. No
Snoopy
surprise
guy.
There. Yeah, Snoopy
the Snoopy guy,
guy
yeah.
Elvis Presley, $35 million. Not surprised. Bob Marley.
I'm surprised that's that low. I mean, $35 million is a lot, but it's Elvis, you know?
Yeah, it is Elvis. So there's even some on this list further down that I think are surprising. Bob Marley, $23 million. Tom Petty, $20 million. Prince, $18 million. I think that'll go up.
Yeah,
He's still newly deceased.
Well, and that new museum and everything that they built for him.
Dr. Seuss, $16 million. John Lennon, $12 million. Albert Einstein, $10 million. David Bowie, $9.5 million, and Elizabeth Taylor, $8
million. Wow.
So, yeah, they're still their estates are still earning a bunch.
I guess it pays to be dead, you know, when you're a dead celebrity. Still pays.
Only if you were a celebrity first. You can't just, you know, die and then suddenly start making a bunch of money. Doesn't work that way.
Ah, dang.
I know.
All
that
right.
was your plan? Sorry.
Yeah, that was my plan. Sorry. Thanks for spoiling it for me.